time for What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.
Morena, Nicola, and Happy New Year. I think we can still just about say that, even though it is now February. How are you?
Morena, I'm really well, and good morning to you.
It's been a busy start to the year. We're going to talk a wee bit about the political year in a moment, but we've got to talk about the Auckland flooding. It's been a horrible word, unprecedented, but it has been a very unprecedented time in the city. And there's been a lot of frustration with the local government leadership. Do you have any thoughts on what we have or haven't seen from local government over the last week?
Well, look, I've had a lot of Aucklanders express to me how frustrated they were, particularly on that first night, on that Friday night, where people could see that things were getting dangerous, things were getting frightening. The images even I was seeing on social media of just how extremely fast-moving that flooding was, and yet this vacuum of communication about how that emergency was being managed, what guidance was available and what support was available. And clearly there were failings, and National's view is that they do need to be reviewed, and that's the roles of everyone who was involved, from the mayor down. But we've also said, look, right now there's a lot of people who are in hardship, who've lost homes, who've lost loved ones, who've lost pets, who've lost all their possessions, and we need to be very focused on their immediate needs and on their recovery. And then following that phase, we can look to that review.
Now, Christopher Luxon and broadly the National Party has been quite critical of the Ministry of Education's decision to close schools, blanket close schools across Auckland for a week, which now we're seeing potentially wound back given the lifting of the immediate state of emergency at the moment. What is the National Party's frustration with that decision?
Our frustration is parents' frustration. The first bit they were really frustrated by was how confusing and late the communication was. The ministry didn't talk to schools first. It just put out a blanket notice saying all schools will be closed for the next week. It caught many by surprise, and parents and schools alike didn't have much time to make arrangements. Those comms could have been better. But the second bit was, while there are many schools who were in communities where it made sense not to open, there were others who felt that the risks were really low and who just wanted the discretion to make the decision that made sense for their community, where it was safe that they could open and that they would communicate that to their parents. So we were pleased to see the Ministry of Education reverse its position and go to that position that we recommended, which is just, look, let schools be responsible. They're led by really smart, intelligent people who can make good judgments about what's safe.
That is true, but given the intensity of what we've experienced this week, and as mentioned earlier, the general sort of confusion and stress around the weather situation itself, is it not more sensible to have a blanket rule that just comes into effect and prevents there being any awful accidents or puts that pressure on individual schools to make judgment calls based on something that is, as we said earlier, a fairly unprecedented event in Tāmaki Makaurau?
Well, clearly the Ministry of Education doesn't think so, because it has reversed its position and has said that individual schools can have discretion. And I think that reflects the nature of the incident, which is, and I've been talking to my colleagues in Auckland and their electorates, communities are affected in very different ways. It is variable across the city, and just having that little bit of discretion.
Well, what can we expect to see from National MPs in Auckland over the coming weeks? Because it's obviously going to be a cross-political situation to support the communities here, but what can we expect to see from the National Party?
Well, look, I've been really pleased to see how MPs across Parliament are working together to just serve their communities, and that's very much been what Chris Luxon and I have said to our MPs, just do what you can to help. And so, you know, I think of Erica Stanford in the East Coast Bays, who's been working with a local business who's been preparing meals, and she's been out there with volunteers delivering to those who've been hit really hard. And MPs have been helping out in the Mangere Information Centre. They've been working with community groups to give support to people, doing check-ins on people who are in particularly low-lying areas or who are elderly. And so I think it's about mucking in. And what I'd also like to say is that's a cross-parliamentary thing. And I know that LNPs have been cooperating with their Labor counterparts, you know, sometimes saying, well, why don't you go and visit those people in that part of the electorate who have been in touch, and I'll stick to visiting these people. Let's divide the jobs up and make sure that everyone who needs assistance gets it.
All right, well, let's talk about inflation now. Your comments this week have caught a bit of media attention. This is particularly around the minimum wage. You've said it was a great shame that Labor had increased the minimum wage so much, and people have taken this to be not perhaps the best thing in the cost of living crisis to be putting the focus on minimum wage earners. What is your concern about the rate of the minimum wage in Aotearoa at the moment, particularly in regards to inflation?
You know what? I just want to be really upfront. I give a lot of interviews. Normally, I hope to communicate clearly. I just didn't in that interview. I got asked a question, and I don't like the way I expressed myself because my view is quite simple. We do need to lift the minimum wage. That's important because lower income earners have been hit particularly hard by the cost of living crisis, and they need help for their wages to keep up with the huge increase in prices they're facing. The concern that we always have is to make sure that when we get those minimum wage hikes, we take all the advice in so that we don't lift them so high that employers say, well, goodness me, if it's going to be that much, it's going to increase my costs for all of my workers who will also expect pay rises, and I'm not going to be able to afford it. I might need to let people go. Or equally, I'm going to lift the prices on all of my products. And then you get a situation where, yep, people are getting pay rises, but they're also facing yet more inflation every time they need to purchase things. So that's the balance we want to see struck.
Okay, but there are other levers that can be pulled to prevent that from necessarily happening in such a linear way. I want to come back, though, to this comment around wanting to raise the minimum wage. Is that something that would be on the agenda for the National Party if you were to win the election that's coming up this year? Is that something that you would be campaigning on?
Look, yes, and can I just be clear? In government, National raised the minimum wage. You know, each year we took the advice that the officials give and we did make lifts to the minimum wage. That's actually always been our policy and it will be our policy into the future.
Well, let's talk a bit about polling because it is going to be a big political year and it has been an interesting week with the first polls coming out since we've had the new Prime Minister. Chris Hipkins has risen quite rapidly in popularity across both the two major polls that have come out this week, and there seems to be a lot of greater trust in him than in Christopher Luxon as a political leader. Is this something that National is having conversations about at the moment? How are you going to tackle these trust issues that the public perceives with the leader?
Well, look, I just think that's a factor of the fact that Chris Hipkins has been in Parliament a lot longer. He has been in ministerial roles where people have had a lot longer to appraise him and decide whether they think that they can trust him. And as Chris Luxon has said, he's looking at his role now as opposition leader as a long interview process where New Zealanders get to observe him and hear from him on a number of issues across a number of policies over a longer period. And I know the more they get to know him properly and see the integrity he has, the values that he has, the more that they will trust him.
It's going to be an interesting year when we start to see how, you know, parties and individual MPs are, I guess, shaping up to pick issues on which to really campaign this year. What can we expect to see the National Party focus on leading into the election?
We'll continue our focus on the cost of living. It's the number one issue people raise with me, whether it's younger people really worried that they are just running out of money every paycheck, whether it's renters, whether it's mortgage holders, very concerned about how they're going to meet rising mortgage payments as interest rates increase, whether it's superannuitants who on their fixed incomes are finding it harder and harder to meet their household costs. So we are going to focus on reducing the cost of living, strengthening the economy so that we can do that, having growth plans that will allow us to lift incomes for all. We want to make sure that we're restoring law and order. We know that many communities have been feeling unsafe. We want to deliver infrastructure for the future and set out our plans to achieve that, and better frontline health and education services. Those are the big issues we see for New Zealand, and those are the issues we'll be putting policies forward on.
Not climate change then?
Climate change is critical. When I talk about delivering infrastructure for the future, I see climate change as front, line and centre, because anyone reflecting on this Auckland flood will know these are the sorts of extreme weather events we are going to see more of in New Zealand because of climate change. And we need to look at that as a challenge where, yes, we focus on reducing our emissions, and National will be focused on that, but we also need to make our communities more resilient for the future, and that means adaptation policies. And that does mean investing in infrastructure which will make our communities safer and more resilient. And that's on everything from water storage to the way we design culverts.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Nicola Willis. It's great to have you back on the show this year. We'll look forward to chatting to you again in a couple of weeks. Kia pai tō rānei. We'll see you soon.
Kia ora.
That was What's Up with Deputy Opposition Leader Nicola Willis.